天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心呢可以在节目中跟大家再次相遇，我是主持人小环。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到，在我们生命中会有许多的破口，使得撒旦会趁虚而入。那么我们常说的撒旦究竟是谁呢？他到底是从哪里来的呢？好，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
The average believer is ignorant of the real enemy.
一般信徒对真正的敌人是无知的。
The average Christian is oblivious to the invisible war that is taking place right now.
一般基督徒对于目前正在进行的无形战争完全不在意。
The average Christian is unaware that whether we like it or not, we are in a state of spiritual warfare.
一般基督徒并没有意识到，不论我们喜不喜欢，我们是在一场属灵征战里的。
The average Christian does not know how to fight Satan, let alone win over him and defeat him.
一般基督徒甚至不懂得该如何对抗撒旦，更不用说如何胜过他，打败他了。
Consequently, the cunning enemy uses Christians to fight one another.
于是狡猾的敌人就利用基督徒互相攻击。
He uses believers as his emissaries to do his bidding in order to destroy the work of God.
为了要破坏神的工作，他利用信徒做他的密使，以实现他的阴谋。
You say, how come?
你说怎么会呢？
How come the enemy can get into a believer and uses him to destroy the work of God?
敌人怎么可能进入信徒的心里，并利用他来破坏神的工作呢？
When a person becomes a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当一个人在耶稣基督里成为信徒，
When you come and surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ,
当你来到耶稣面前，承认他的主权，并把你的生命交托给他，
When you come and say yes to Jesus, and there is no other salvation except through Jesus,
当你对主说，是的，除了耶稣之外，别无其他的拯救。
You have moved from darkness to light.
你就是从黑暗进入了光明。
When you accept Christ, you have moved from being destined for hell to being destined for heaven.
当你接受基督的时候，你就从原来注定往地狱走，转为向天堂走。
You are saved from eternal damnation.
你就从永恒的诅咒中得了拯救。
I want you to imagine your Christian life like a house.
你可以想象你信仰的生命就好像一栋房子。
In your soul, there are many doors.
在你的灵魂里有许多扇门。
You have come and you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经将你的生命交托了给主耶稣基督。
But not all the doors in that house of your soul have been closed to Satan.
但你灵魂房子里的门不见得全都是对撒旦关闭的。
Some of these doors are not bolted.
有些门并没有锁紧。
Satan comes in and he pushes on the door.
当撒旦来到，他试着推推门。
And once he finds an opening, he goes in.
一旦发现有任何一个入口，他就登堂入室。
As you know, professional thieves never break and enter.
你知道，专业小偷从来不破门而入的。
They go around the houses.
他们走过那些房子，
and they push on the doors,
顺手推推门，
and they see which door that is left unlocked,
看看哪些门忘了上锁。
Then they go in to rob and to destroy and to steal.
他们就进去抢夺、偷窃和破坏。
Satan is a gentleman thief.
撒旦就像一个绅士型的小偷。
He does not break and enter.
他不会破门而入。
He comes into your life.
他来到你的生命里。
But you are the one who will either allow him in or refuse to let him in.
但那由你来决定容许他或拒绝他进入。
What do I mean by this?
我这么说是什么意思呢?
Listen very carefully, please.
请你留心地听着。
Anger is a door.
发怒是一扇门。
If the door of anger is left unbolted,
如果这扇发怒的门没有锁死的话,
Satan is going to go in and enter into your life through that door.
撒旦就会经过这扇门进入你的生命。
And he will create havoc.
他将要制造混乱。
Not only for your life, but for the lives of all those around you.
不单单在你的生命里，而且也在你四周的人当中。
Another example.
再举另外一个例子。
Bitterness is a door.
苦毒是一扇门。
Hatred is a door.
仇恨是一扇门。
Rebellion against authority is a door.
反叛权威是一扇门。
Jealousy is a door.
嫉妒是一扇门。
Sexual lust is a door.
淫念是一扇门。
Greed is a door.
贪婪是一扇门。
False guilt is a door.
不该有的罪疚感是一扇门。
Shame is a door.
羞愧是一扇门。
Attraction to the horoscope and fortune telling and reading of coffee cups is a door.
对星象、算命和占卜、问卦感到好奇也是一扇门。
These doors, if they are not daily bolted and locked up in Satan's face,
这些门如果不是每天都向撒旦拴紧锁死的话,
they will give your enemy access into your very soul.
他们就会让你的敌人进入你的灵魂深处。
So what is the first step toward defeating your enemy?
那么要击败你的敌人,第一步要做的是什么呢?
Is to know your enemy.
就是要认识你的敌人。
Know how to shut him up.
要懂得如何拒他于门外。
Know how to defeat him before he defeats you.
在他击败你之前,要知道如何先击败他。
Know his operational procedure.
要明白他一贯行事的步骤。
Know what he thinks.
了解他的想法。
Know when he attacks.
知道他何时攻击。
How he attacks.
如何攻击。
There is no army that is worth the name that is not on the alert all the time.
没有一个军队不是随时保持警戒的。
And have knowledge about his enemy's activities.
并且掌握敌情。
To have victory over the real adversary of your soul, you must understand your adversary.
要想胜过你灵魂真正的敌人，必须了解你的对手。
You must remember, however, that we are the only army that was ever assured of victory before the first shot was ever fired.
但你一定要记得，我们是唯一在第一枪还没射出之前就有必胜把握的军队。
Therefore, temporary defeat in your life comes when we are willingly or ignorantly allow these doors to be open.
因此，目前你生活里暂时的失败是来自你甘心的或无知的敞开了灵魂的破口。
When you are not on the alert,
你疏忽没有提高警觉。
When you are not watching out,
没有注意守望的时候。
Someone said to me some years ago,
多年前有一个人对我说,
I am not afraid of the devil.
我不害怕魔鬼。
My answer was this,
我这么回答他,
That is not the real issue.
那不是真正的问题。
The issue is the devil afraid of you?
问题是魔鬼怕不怕你啊?
What have you done lately to scare the devil?
最近你有没有做些让魔鬼害怕的事呢?
What victory have you to make him run for cover?
你有哪些叫魔鬼逃跑躲藏的得胜经历呢?
When the great evangelist George Whitefield went to Boston,
当伟大的布道家乔治·怀特菲到波士顿去的时候,
a prominent minister in Boston came to him and said,
波士顿一位知名的传道人来对他说,
Mr. Whitefield,
怀特菲先生,
I am very sorry you came to Boston.
我感到很遗憾你来到了波士顿。
The great evangelist replied,
这位伟大的布道家回答说,
So is the devil, sir, so is the devil.
先生,魔鬼也是的,魔鬼也是的。
Dr. Graham Scroogey was one of Scotland's great preachers in Edinburgh, Scotland.
在苏格兰爱丁堡的葛兰斯库基博士是苏格兰一位伟大的传道者。
And one day he was explaining why people today refuse to believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God.
有一天他谈起为什么今天人们拒绝相信圣经是神权威的话。
Some of them say that Genesis is a myth.
有些人说创世纪是神话。
And the book of Revelation, a mystery.
而启示录是神秘的。
He said these people have fallen into Satan's deception.
他说其实这些人是受撒旦所蒙骗。
And then he continued on.
接着他解释。
He said the reason the devil is so anxious to get rid of Genesis and Revelation.
他说魔鬼之所以处心积虑要除掉创世纪和启示录。
Is because in Genesis his sentence is declared.
因为在创世纪里已经宣布了对魔鬼的判决。
And in the book of Revelation, that sentence is executed.
而在启示录里执行了这个判决。
Now I want to recommend that you start using a notebook of some sort.
现在请你拿出一本笔记本。
Because the devil would be very anxious for you.To turn off the radio or to forget what I'm going to tell you.
因为魔鬼很想你现在就关掉收音机，或是忘掉我将要告诉你的。
He will work as hard as he can to make you do that.
他将会尽他所能的让你这么做。
So write these things down as the Spirit of God gives them to us.
所以请你记下神的灵对你说的话。
Who is the real enemy?
真正的敌人是谁呢？
Your real enemy is the devil.
你真正的敌人就是魔鬼。
So you were asking by now and saying, where does Satan come from?
现在你会问，撒旦是从哪儿来的呢？
Did God create Satan?
是神创造撒旦的吗？
Is God responsible for evil?
神应该对邪恶负责吗？
Does God take responsibility for Satan's evil work?
神要为撒旦的邪恶工作负责吗？
Children are always asking these questions.
孩子们经常会问这些问题。
And some adults don't know the answers.
但成年人不知道怎么样回答他。
I want you to be tuned in the next several weeks so we can look at who your real enemy is and how to defeat him.
请你在以后几个星期里继续收听我们的节目，来学习谁是你真正的敌人，并且该如何击败他。
So let us find out where he came from.
现在就让我们来看他是从哪儿来的。
If you have a Bible, turn to the book of Ezekiel.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到以西结书。
Chapter 28.
第二十八章。
Beginning at verse 11.
从第十一节开始。
Let me repeat this.
让我重复一次。
Ezekiel 28.
以西结书二十八章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
There we have the most definitive passage as to the origin of Satan.
在那里有关于撒旦的起源最确定的经文记载。
After Ezekiel addressed the enemies of God,
在以西结讲述了神的敌人后，
who were the people of Tyre,
也就是推罗人，
he turned around to address the king of Tyre.
接着他说到推罗的国王，
who is a type of Satan.
推罗王是撒旦的预表。
In the Bible, all the enemies of God are a type of Satan.
在圣经里，所有神的敌人都是预表撒旦的。
Anyone who oppresses the people of God is a type of Satan.
任何欺压神的百姓的人都是代表撒旦的。
Pharaoh was referred to as a type of Satan.
埃及的法老王被指为撒旦的代表。
And here, the king of Tyre was personifying Satan.
而在这里的推罗王就是撒旦的化身。
Because he was the leader and the ruler of the enemies of God's people.
因为他是神百姓的敌人的领导者和统治者。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心的听。
Anyone who continuously rejects God is in the image of Satan.
一个不断抗拒神的人就带有撒旦的形象。
Any group of people reject God.Become the seat of Satan.
一群拒绝神的人就成为撒旦的座位。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Satan uses people to accomplish his purpose.
因为撒旦利用人去达到他的目的。
Because Satan always employs willing agents to do his evil bidding.
因为撒旦总是利用甘心受他驱策的人去执行他邪恶的计谋。
Look at verse 12 and 13 of Ezekiel 28.
请看以西结书二十八章十二和十三节。
Satan is described as Lucifer.
这里把撒旦形容为路西弗。
Lucifer was his original name.
路西弗是他原来的名字。
The word Lucifer is a word from which we get the word light in English.
在英文里，光这个字原来的字根就是路西弗。
And that's who Satan is.
代表着撒旦本来的特点。
He was known as Lucifer, which means light bearer.
他被称为路西弗，意思是带光者。
The brilliant one.
他是灿烂的。
The shining one.
发亮的那一位。
And Ezekiel addresses Satan and says,
以西结描述撒旦说，
You were the model of perfection.
你无所不备。
Full of wisdom.
智慧充足。
You were in Eden, the garden of God.
你曾在伊甸神的园中。
Every precious stone adorned you.
佩戴各样宝石。
Ezekiel goes on to name these stones.
接着以西结讲到是些什么宝石。
Your settings and mountings were made of gold.
又有精美的骨笛在你那里。
On the day you were created, they were prepared.
都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。
Lucifer was created by God.
路西弗是神所创造的。
He is a created being.
他是一个受造物。
In verse 15 of Ezekiel 28,
在以西结书第28章15节,
It says that he was perfect in his ways.
那里说他所行的都完全。
I want you to listen very carefully.
请你注意地听。
God is the only one uncreated being.
唯有神不是被创造的。
God alone is eternal.
唯独神是永恒的。
God, the Holy Trinity alone, has no beginning and no end.
唯独三位一体的神是无始无终的。
And God created innumerable angelic hosts.
神创造了无数的天使。
Why?
为什么呢?
To serve his purpose in the universe.
为了让他们在宇宙中服侍神，完成神的目的。
There are too many even to number.
天使多到无法数算。
As sometimes would say in English, zillions and zillions of them.
就像有时我们说，真是天文数字不可胜数。
There were innumerable angelic hosts that God created.
神造了无数的天使。
One of these angelic beings was Lucifer.
其中一个就是路西弗。
As a created being, he was obligated to offer worship to God.
作为受造物，他原本的责任就是敬拜神。
To offer praise to God.
赞美神。
To adore the Creator God.
崇敬创造主。
Lucifer was perfect in every way.
路西弗在各方面都很完美。
Again, look at verse 15 of Ezekiel 28.
再看以西结书第28章15节。
He was the epitome of wisdom.
他是智慧的缩影。
He was the ultimate in beauty.
他极其美丽。
That's how he was.
他原来是这么样的。
So much so that God delegated to him the executive responsibility as chief administrator of the angelic hosts.
他如此的完美，所以神指派他做天使长，管理所有的天使。
God gave Lucifer all the power over the angelic hosts.
神给予路西弗在天使中最高的权柄。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21,
在以弗所书第一章二十一节那里。
We are told that there are numerous ranks and numerous classes and numerous grades.
那告诉我们有很多阶层，分门别类，各有等级。
Each rank or class has different responsibility.
每个阶层，每个等级都各有不同的责任。
Each rank or class has a different area of ministry.
每个阶层，每个等级都各有管区。
Each rank or class has a sphere of work that is different from the other.
每个阶层，每个等级都有不同的工作范围。
In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14,
在希伯来书第一章十四节,
it tells us that the angels are ministering spirits.
那里告诉我们天使都是服役的灵。
Angels are servants of the living God whom he sends to protect the believers.
天使是永生神的仆人，奉神差遣去保护所有的信徒。
To preserve his elect.
去守护神拣选的人。
He sends them to take care of his chosen people.
神差遣他们去照顾他的选民，
to take care of his church，
去照顾他的教会，
to take care of the heir of salvation，
去照顾承受救恩的人。
Are you listening carefully？
你在留心的听吗？
This is very important，
这是非常重要的。
If it were all up to Satan，
如果让撒旦任意而行，
he would have depopulated heaven，
他将会使天堂的人数减少。
How could he have done that?
他怎么做得到呢？
Well, first, by preventing men and women from coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
首先，他尽量拦阻男男女女来认识耶稣基督的救恩。
And then when they do believe,
一旦他们接受相信了，
he keeps them ignorant about him.
他就使他们对主耶稣保持无知。
Ignorant about the word of God.
对神的话无知。
And ignorance, period.
总之就是一无所知。
But God's angels are everywhere.
但到处都有神的天使。
You say everywhere doing what?
你会问天使在各处做什么呢？
Angels are preventing Satan from accomplishing his purpose.
天使的责任就是阻止撒旦计谋得逞。
Preventing Satan from doing his dirty work.
阻止撒旦实行他的阴谋。
Preventing Satan from stopping you from coming into knowledge of Jesus Christ.
阻止撒旦不让你来认识耶稣基督。
Psalm 91 verse 11 tells us.
诗篇91篇11节告诉我们，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你，他们要用手托着你。
That God gives his angels charge over you to bear you up in their hands.
神把你交给天使负责看顾，让他们用手托住你。
Isn't that exciting?
那不是令人很兴奋吗？
It is exciting for me to think that God's angels waited through till the time I was born.
当我一想到神的天使就是等着我出生来保护我的，我就会很兴奋。
Somebody who is nobody.
一个无名小卒。
But God didn't think so.
但神并不是这样看我们的。
And then these angels prevented my foolishness when I thought that I could know God my own way.
还有当我认为能够靠自己的方法来认识神时，天使就会拦阻我的愚蠢。
They prevented my ignorance.
他们防止我无知。
They prevented my foolishness.
防止我的愚昧。
They prevented the attempt of Satan to stop me from coming to know God.
他们防止撒旦阻挠我来认识神。
They prevented Satan's attempt to stop me from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life.
他们防止撒旦企图拦阻我来认识耶稣基督做我生命的主。
And then angels continue to watch over me day and night.
天使也不断的日夜看顾我。
I don't know about you, but that thrills me to think about.
我不知道你怎么样，但我一想到这些就很兴奋。
Some of these angels are with you right now.
这些天使现在正与你同在。
They're protecting you. They're watching over you.
他们在保护你，看顾你。
Our time has come to an end.
我们的节目时间到了。
And I have so much more to tell you.
但我还有很多要告诉你的。
I hope you tune in the next time so you can hear the rest of this.
希望你下次能继续收听。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
谢谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译，使我们明白，原来撒旦是被神所创造的天使长。而且呢，神也创造了许多其他的天使来保护和服侍我们。那么，这位曾经有智慧和充满美丽的天使长，怎么会变成撒旦呢？他又是怎样成为我们的敌人呢？好，那就让我们一起期待下期的节目吧。
上帝。